last week.
Kuzari spoke to the Chacham, the Haver, the rabbi, specifically about the Jewish faith and the Jewish story, and specifically about how Jewish history is very important to the Jewish people and how that is what makes our faith true, what gives us the strength of our religion, are the stories of our past, are the stories of the Torah. So we're starting in paragraph 26. Amar Kuzarim Kain Yuresh Torachem Inan Etunakim Lachem. He says, it's very nice what you're telling me about your religion, about your stories. The only problem is, it sounds like the Torah is only for you. It's only for the Jewish people. Ve'in chayav bazu lachem. And it doesn't sound like the Torah is for the rest of the world. Whatever happened to universalism? Whatever happened to faith for all people? So is the Torah just for the Jews? Or is the Torah for everyone? Answers the Chaver. Paragraph 27. Amar Chaver, King who? Says the rabbi to the Kuzari, explaining what he means. He says, you're right. He says, you're 100% right. The Torah is special for the Jewish people. What does he mean by this? Any non-Jew who wants to be part of the Torah, do the mitzvot if they want to, except lo yeshaveima. They're not going to have the same kind of reward for the Torah that we have. What's the reason for this? There's a concept in Judaism called gadol mitzvah ve'osam mishena mitzvah. The person who's commanded to do something is on a greater level when they do the mitzvah than someone who's not commanded to do the mitzvah. So the rabbi says to the Kuzari, yeah, the Torah is for everyone, except the Jews are more connected to it. The Torah is more for the Jewish people. He's going to explain what he means by it. Here, the Kuzari gets into the heart of the entire book. Begins this week. The heart of the Kuzari is the following. I'm going to read those words again. We, the Jews, are obligated to follow the Torah because God took us out of Egypt and attached His glory to us. God did this because we are the Am Sigula. We are the choicest of all humanity. It's another way of saying Am HaNibchar, the chosen people, chosen it. We were picked from everybody for this special mission. So, the Kuzari here is saying something kind of radical. The Kuzari is not happy. Turn the page, paragraph 28. Amar Kuzari, and what does it mean? He says, you are regressing. I don't like what I'm hearing. It sounds racist. Everything you said in the beginning was pretty good. Now you're telling me that there's such a thing as a people in this planet, in this earth, that are more special, greater than others? That's what the Kuzari is not happy. He's not happy with what the rabbi is telling him. Now, just to explain for a moment what this is all about. What this means is as follows. The rabbi is telling the Kuzari, listen carefully. The rabbi is telling the Kuzari that if the reason why we keep the Torah is because God created us, then I would say that every single person in the world, because God created every person in the world, would have to keep the Torah. There would be no difference between people. And because there would be no difference between people, then everyone would have to keep the Torah. But that's not the case. The reason why we keep the Torah is not because God created us. The reason why we keep the Torah is because God chose us. God took us out of Egypt. He didn't take anybody else out of Egypt. He took us, the Jewish people, out of Egypt. So what the rabbi is saying to Kuzari is the reason why we're special is not because we keep the Torah. It's because God decided that we're special people. Paragraph 29, Amar Haver. He responds to the Kuzari. The Kuzari says, these are racist statements. The Haver says back, Bein Rezeh Bein Shamein. He says, open your mind. He says, every time I say something to you, you argue with me. All you need to do is just open your mind a little bit. Let me speak. Let me explain myself. And when you allow me to explain myself, you'll understand better. Paragraph 30. Amar Kuzri, Amar Mash. Okay, go ahead. Speak. 31. Amar Haver, Bedina Inyana TV. Nichayel Kichara Mazon Magidu Ba'olada. Says the Chaver to the Kuzri. Let me explain to you something about creations of God. There are four levels of creation. There's what we call domain, which is like rocks, okay? Dirt, rocks. They don't have, it's the lowest level of creation. They don't grow, they don't move, they don't talk, they don't breathe. What's the second level of creation? Somea, things that grow. Grass, plants, trees, flowers, fruit, all that kind of stuff. That's the second level of creation. The third level of creation is chai. Thank you. Chai, animals. Okay? Animals have something that plants don't have. Plants have something that rocks don't have. So we have domen, somea, chai, and then we have midaber, humans. Right? So says the chaber, I'm going to explain to you why it's not so crazy that there could be such a thing at different levels in creation. You're arguing with me and telling me, how could you say that the Jewish people are higher? I'm going to explain to you. God created the world. There's different levels in creation. Let's just say for a moment within Judaism. We have Tanakh. What's Tanakh? Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim. Is there a difference between the three of them? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Yes, there's a major difference, except that they all come from Shammai. They all come from the same place. Okay? Is there a difference between Yerushalayim and New York?
Yes.
Yeah. They're both create, they're both cities, they're both places, they both have the same concept, right? But there is such a thing as different levels in the world. Kohanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim, right? We have such a notion in our religion. So the Chaver is explaining to the Kuzari, it's not so crazy because God built into creation this very idea of different levels. Paragraph 32, Amar Kuzari, Zekol, Shetzariyat, Bepereroto. Okay, you're being very simplistic, but it is true. 33, paragraph 33, Amar Chaver. You go up one level from plants, from rocks to plants to animals. Animals have a lot of qualities to them. Life force, they have mobility, they have natural instincts, they have traits, they have senses, they have the ability to process information, they have desires, all these things. Paragraph 34, Amar Kuzari comes in. So far the Kuzari is on board. He says, you're right, God created different levels in creation. Paragraph 35, Amar Chaver, Ubedina Inyana Sikhli, says the Chaver, listen to this, very important stuff. He says the highest level of creation is Medaber, humanity, right? The reason why we're here is to perfect ourselves, to become better people, social justice, other forms of conduct and etiquette, Amar Kuzari, Gamze and Men, paragraph 37, we're finishing up. Amar HaChaver, so the Chaver says back. Listen to what the rabbi says to the Kuzari. We're finishing with this. He says, is there a level that's above Midaber? Midaber, we said, is humans, right? Is there a level above humans? Is there a higher level? Says the Kuzari, 38, Amar Kuzari, Malach HaChamim Adolim. Very wise people. Meaning, there's regular people, and then there's wise people. And wise people are higher than regular people. So says the Chaver, the rabbi says back to the Kuzri, paragraph 39, he says, you didn't understand my question. He says, what I was asking you was not, are there different kinds of wise people? Is there a different kind of human? Listen carefully what I said. If you missed this, you might understand all Kuzri wrong. So listen carefully. The Chaver, The sage is saying to the Kuzari something remarkable, and that is the following. If I ask you a question, this is a table. What defines a table? Yeah? So if I were to ask a person on the street, I said, what's a table? A person would say, a surface that I could put something on, yeah? Basically. So the truth is, if he said to me it's made out of wood or something, so I would say, well, that doesn't define, that's not the essence of the table. A table is something that's off the ground, you can put something on, that's a surface, right? So there's two definitions of what a table is. Now, what the Haver is telling the Kuzari is you have it all wrong. He says, wise people and less wise people, people that know a lot, people that, they're all the same category, right? People that are smart and people that aren't as smart, they're all the same category. You haven't told me that there's a higher level than humanity. Mara Kuzari, last paragraph, 40. In Cain, Ein Ma'alaba Borga Shimitira, Ma'alab Benadam. So he says, you're right. Smart people, wise people, not smart people, they're all in the same category. I can't think of any higher level of creation within humanity. So we're not going to read the next part now because it's not on here. We're going to continue next week with the Kuzari, the Haver saying back to the Kuzari, you're right, that within humanity, everybody's the same. But there's another group of people that are even higher. Those are the Jewish people.
Yeah, let's go.
Everybody have a wonderful day. Please throw it around.